Hi everybody, all one word here. It's now 5 to 6 on Wednesday the 21st. It's a really nice night and I'm out with Molly and I've recorded an audio boo about half an hour ago or so where using the Bostrock app. But I thought I'd go back to basics, so to speak, and just record this audio boo off the cuff. And the reason is there's a place on the top of, I'm walking along the top of a hill at the minute, Beacon Hill it is, and there was a lady sat on a prominent spot which overlooks, you know, the north. It's the north, facing north. It's a really nice view, and where she was sat, I've noticed before that it was like a little memorial, unofficial memorial in the ground. I've never really known why it was there, it doesn't explain. It was a little cairn and a little figurine about 2.5 inches high of an angel, and it's obviously been there a long, it had obviously been there a long time, because the angel was all bleached out, had no colour, and times, you know, I've noticed the flowers have been put down there, and so it was obviously a memorial. So we've, you know, you don't touch these kind of things, you just look at them. Anyway, the lady sat there tonight, was sat right next to this memorial with her two dogs, two little yappy dogs that you've, well, actually one big dog, yappy, and one little yappy dog. And she had a bunch of red roses, and there was another memorial. You know, these stones, well, I don't think they're stone, are they? It's these things that are made to look like stone that you can stick in the garden, usually of rocks or little animals, hedgehogs and things like that. Well, it was a heart which was raised about an inch off the ground, you know, an inch thick, so to speak, you know, flat on the ground. I don't know what it said, but there was a bunch of red roses, as I've just said, and a little card, and I said, oh, it's a lovely view. And she went straight into the story of saying that it was a 2-year anniversary of the death of her a family member, and the young lad was, she didn't go into who he was, but he was really young. He was supposed to be in the Beijing Olympics, and he was fatally injured in a road traffic accident 2 years ago to the day. And so this was just her coming to sit and spend some time with her dogs that are still barking. Yeah. It's quite busy up here tonight. Okay. I just had to pause you there. It's busy up here tonight. There's a fella who I recognised was walking down by my work today. Has just walked past me, going in the opposite direction. So he's walked quite a distance, wearing flat trainers and a pair of jeans. An old fella that I've just passed at the start of my walk was going the opposite way to me, and I've just passed him going the opposite way to the way I'm going now, so God knows what route he's done there. And there's two ladies who I see quite often, actually. They come walking or running up here. They're walking behind me now. They've usually got dogs. Tonight they haven't. So it's a really nice night tonight. Have I mentioned that? The breeze is warm, which is nice, but it means that there's going to be no flipping oxygen in our bedroom. All of the oxygen will be drained. Yeah, so, oh God almighty, this ground is. So, Phil Sorrell at Daylight Gambler was saying a couple of boos of late that He hates walking on those ploughed fields. I feel the pain, man. I'm walking on a bit of ground that has been churned up by vehicles and is it's dried out. It's freaking rock solid. Oh, it's a pain in the arse to walk on. So anyway, these new Carrymore trainers that I've got, not much cushioning in them. I put my old, bearing in mind they must be, well, they've had 4 or 5 months of good use, Nike Air Pegasus, and they were like bloody slippers compared to these things I've got on my feet. There's no way in hell I would have paid 80 quid for the trainers that I'm wearing now. No way. But they've got a really good, so aggressive sole. Grip anything. Flipping fantastic. But not very comfortable, I must admit. I'm glad I was running on the treadmill tonight. I was going to run a bit of an extended run home from work, and I decided against it. Got the car to the gym, which is 2 miles, and went on a treadmill. Yes, I could have run to the gym, but the program that I wanted to do tonight, which is a good session, I wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have worked so well. And the program that I did was do 5 minutes warm up at maybe 9k an hour. Then you go 5 minutes at 9 kilometers an hour, straight into 5 minutes at 10 kilometers an hour, straight into 5 minutes at 11, straight into 5 minutes at 12. Except that 9 kilometers an hour is too slow for me, so I did 10.5, 10.5, 10.5, 11.5, 12, and then you have a minute's rest. Just put your feet on either side of the treadmill, you know, the edges, so you don't so the treadmill's still going, and then you do 1 minute sprinting. So I set mine to 16 kilometers an hour, and then once you do a minute, get off, well, not get off, but on the side, feet on the sides again, 1 minute sprinting, 1 minute's rest, 1 minute sprinting again at 16, 1 minute's rest, 1 minute sprint again. So it's 3 sprints, basically. It's a good session. I didn't feel too good tonight. I just felt tired, but I did it nonetheless. Still in sixes and sevens, like I said the other day. But it's a good treadmill sesh, that. Oh, so I'm going down the Kiwi now. Oh, I'm going to have to get that flipping ibuprofen gel on my knees when I get in. So anyway, that ibuprofen gel, I find excellent. It works for me, a treat. It's like a, you know, a metal tube, you know, like an old toothpaste tube, you know, metal tube. And you just squeeze a bit out and then rub it into your knees or whatever sore, joint-wise. Awesome. Awesome. A pound at the pound shop. See? Handy. Could go into flipping Tesco and pay 4 or 5 quid for it, or you can get exactly the same thing for a pound in a pound shop. I'm not talking about a cheap rip-off, I'm talking about exactly the same thing. So, there you go. Now you know. Ibuprofen gel. Especially when you're coming down a hill like this, by God. So the ground in Wiltshire is so chalky and flinty, hard, oh, awful. And the water's crap, full of calc. Into the shade. I'm at the bottom of the hill now, thank God. Oh, yeah. wind blowing the leaves in this sycamore tree. Lovely, peaceful. So, Dean Reed was talking about unsuccessfully sending DMs to Bernie Goldback using the Audioboo 2 app. And Dean, if you listen, I'm pretty sure you are. Why do I say that? I'm pretty sure you are listening. I know people are listening because they say so. I had to sack that Audioboo 2 app. It was just rubbish for me. Just kept crashing, kept sticking. I didn't need to do anything and it wouldn't work. Molly! Jesus Christ. Bit echoey. Moll! Molly! Molly! Where are you? Hi. So, that's an all. All right then. I'm at the top of Dog Poo Alley. Do a four square thing. Four square. Four square. Where am I? I am not there. Work out where I am. Yes, that's me. Knees are in rag order. That's it. Come on then. I am still the mayor of the top of Dog Poo Alley. That's probably because nobody uses Foursquare. But I won't be going down Dog Poo Alley. I'll be turning right in a second, going into this wood. Oh, 20 minutes of child minding child. She's going at 6:30, I bloody hope. Just nice when those children are not in our house. You can relax. Well, it doesn't really bother me because I just go up the bedroom. Come on, Moll. But when they are here, I can't kill 12-year-olds on the other side of the planet. What? You hear? I hear you say? Call of Duty, multiplayer, not literally killing 12-year-olds. Actually, on the server, the two servers that I play on, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, multiplayer, for PC and Mac, there's no children. You very rarely have children. Come on. Somebody else in here with a doogly doggly doog. The other end. So I don't know whether you play that, but if anybody does, I'll play the freeze tag servers. There's only two servers by the same clan. And when you shoot them, they turn into a ice cube, and then you have to aim at them and push F to defrost them, and then they're back in the game. Oh, how sad, I hear you say. Oh, whoop-de-doo. It's good entertainment. I'll have to have a blast tonight. After working out the bugs, not bugs, but working out my new microphone, that's the word. Aye, yeah, so anyway, as I've said a million times, the squirrels are at the hazelnuts. There's lots of hazel trees around here. Hazelnut tree? There's lots of hazel trees and bushes around here, lots and lots and lots. And the squirrels are at them already. But the nuts aren't ready yet. What can you smell? We don't go down there, do we? No, that's not our left turn. No, it's not. I know why you're getting confused. Basically, I don't walk up Dog Poo Alley. I walk through the wood, which is next to it, on this path. In fact, should I take a picture? Come on. And I can tweet that picture out whilst I'm here, can't I? Tweety tweeter. Oh, for God's sake. Mole! She never goes far, I don't know why I worry. Fly away, little tweet. Fly and distribute yourself to the masses. I've used the hashtag the woods. If anybody's interested, probably not. Probably bored now, aren't you? So Dean's in Scotland. Phil's going to Cornwall. Something stuck in my foot. Anybody? Oh, for God's sake. A little thorn or something. Oh, not good. I have to walk on the side of my foot. I'm nearly home. It's only about half a kilometre home from here. Is Mac going away? Are you going away, Mac? You were talking about... I'm going to have to take my shoe off, people. Mac was talking about having to wait another X amount of weeks before he went away. Mac has inspired me to get rid of some of our SH1T in a car boot sale. So, my wife and children yesterday were going through old Barbie dolls and toys, and I thought, oh, brilliant, because they don't really, oh God, where are you? They don't, oh, there's a big thorn on my foot. That's lucky. How the frickin' hell did that get there? So I expected them to get rid of loads of stuff. Because they were all covered in... The whole bedroom was in bits, you know, pulling toys out and stuff and clothes that we were intending to sell. And I got home and... putting the kids to bed last night. It was, oh, you know, Sarah said, oh, look, you know, we've tidied up the bedroom as well. I says, oh, it's lovely, yes. I says, where's the stuff we're going to flog? And it was this little... I have to laugh because I was expecting a freaking huge pile of stuff. It was a little box. A small box, you know, that fits on your bed, but a small one. It was like the size of a shoe box. We only want to sell these, Daddy. I was like, what's the point? Come on, Molly. Come and lick my feet. I'm only joking. Don't. Oh, my God. Covered in seeds again, girly hog. Oh. How are the inside... You hear Molly plodding around. Oh, anyway, people, I'm just talking rubbish. Dean's listening to this on night shift and he's probably topped himself by now. Hubbuck, what have you done to me? Before this torrent of strawberry jam. Strawberry jam and claret all over the place. Right. I've talked enough. Goodbye. Goodbye, audio boo. All one word, out.